第二章讲完。
We don't have the time to study the whole chapter 2.
所以我想只能够来读几处的重点。
So we can only study a few points.
我想我们基督徒都对第二章的话还有很深的印象。
I know all Christians are familiar with the passages in chapter 2.
那是到五旬节的时候，圣灵降临在120位弟兄姊妹的身上。
Talk about the day of Pentecost, the Holy Spirit came down upon more than 100 brothers and sisters.
这一个因为圣灵的降临吸引了当时在耶路撒冷的犹太人一同的聚集。
The Holy Spirit came and it caused the Jews to gather together in Jerusalem.
神做了一件非常新奇的事。
God did a wonderful act.
就是这一帮的基督徒门徒能够讲各种不同地方的乡谈和方言。
He caused these Christians to be able to speak in tongues.
这一个叫他们一帮的犹太人不能够了解。
The Jews at that time couldn't understand it.
所以他们只有一个的解释，认为他们是被新酒灌满了。
They have only one explanation that those people were drunk with wine.
在这一个之后，使徒们就起来传讲主的福音。
At this time, the apostles stood up and declare the gospel.
在这里所讲的话语中间，主要有三个大重点。
So in the speech, there are three points.
头一个重点乃是第十七节。
The first point is in verse 17.
神说，在末后的日子，我要将我的灵浇灌凡有血气的。你们的儿女要说预言，你们的少年人要见异象，老年人要做异梦。
And it shall be in the last days, God says, that I will pour forth of my spirit upon all mankind, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy.And your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams.
在那些日子，我要将我的灵浇灌我的仆人和侍女，他们就要说预言。
Even upon my bond slaves, both men and women, I will in those days pour forth of my spirit, and they shall prophesy.
第二件的事乃是到了第23节。
The second point is in Verse 23.
神既按着神的钉子先见被交于人，你们就借着无法之人的手把他钉在十字架上杀了。
This man delivered up by the predetermined plan and foreknowledge of God, you nailed to a cross by the hands of godless men and put him to death.
神却将死的痛苦解释了，叫他复活，因为他原不能被死拘禁。
And God raised him up again, putting an end to the agony of death, since it was impossible for him to be held in its power.
32节
Verse 32.
这耶稣神已经叫他复活了，我们都为这事做见证。
This Jesus God raised up again, to which we are all witnesses.
第三件的事情
The third point.
乃是根据他们所领受的圣灵。
It's according to the spirit that they have received.
使徒们能够着重地见证一件事。
The apostles can witness one thing.
那就第36节。
That's recorded in verse 36.
故此以色列全家当确实地知道，你们钉在十字架上的这位耶稣，神已经立他为主为基督了。
Therefore, that all the house of Israel know for certain that God has made him both Lord and Christ, this Jesus whom you crucified.
这头一件的事情乃是所有神的儿女都要说预言。
The first point is all the children of God will prophesy.
第二件事情，他们乃是做见证，这一位主耶稣已经从死里头复活了。
The second point is they all witness.The resurrection of Jesus Christ.
第三件的事情，他是拿来做见证说，这一位的耶稣不仅从死里头复活。
The third point is not only this Jesus was risen from the dead.
并且神已经立他为主为基督了。
And God has made Jesus both Lord and Christ.
他们传过这个信息了之后
，After they preach this message,
在听众的身上有三个的后果。
And there are three reactions among the audiences.
头一个的后果乃是他们认罪，在神面前接受了主，并且受洗。
The first reaction is some believed, they confessed, and they were baptized.
这是说到他们从前的光景中的转变过来。
Talk about the change from their previous way of life.
第二就说到他们属灵的生活。
Second point, talk about their spiritual life.
第四十二节说，都恒心遵守使徒的教训，彼此交集，百饼祈祷。
Verse 42, they were continually devoting themselves to the apostles' teaching and to fellowship, to the breaking of bread, and to prayer.
第三件事情就是他们在地上的生活有了改变。
The third point, third reaction is they have changed life.
第四十四节说
In verse 44,
新的人都在一处房屋共用，并且卖了田产家业，将各照个人所需用的分给个人。
And all those who had believed were together and had all things in common, and they began selling their property and possessions and were sharing them with all as anyone might have need.
他们天天同心合意，恒切地在店里，且在家中摆饼，存着欢喜诚实的心用饭。
And day by day, continuing with one mind in the temple and breaking bread from house to house, they were taking their meals together with gladness and sincerity of heart.
这明显是说到他们在地上所有的生活。
So talk about their life in the world.
我们今天就要一同来分享这一段的话语。
So we will share these passages together.
早晨我跟大家已经一同的提起。
I've mentioned to you this morning.
使徒行传这一本的书非常有系统的讲到基督徒生活上的见证。
The book of Acts talked about the life of a Christian in a very systematic way.
在我们基督徒蒙恩的事情上，绝不仅仅是一种精神的寄托。
The Christian who believes is not only just a spiritual relief.
也绝不是我们单单有一种将来上天堂的那一种的福分。
It's not only we have this hope of being able to go to heaven in the future.
也不是一种人生的哲学。
It's not a philosophy of life.
在基督徒的身上，那是实实在在关系到我们在地上的生活。
In the life of the Christian life is really the life on this earth.
如果我们所有一切的信仰只不过在理智上而没有生活的话，这样的信仰是空洞的。
If our faith is only at the intellectual level, without any living proof, this is abstract.
所以圣经的里头非常的实在，把我们所信仰的事在我们生活上面表现出来。
So the Bible tells us very practical things about the believer's life.
有两个极端我们必须要避免的。
There are two extremes we should avoid.
有一些的人单单是注重地上的生活。
Some people really pay attention to their life.
他这一种的生活难得有个长远的目标。
And their life do not have a long-term goal.
难得能够超脱过人在地上所感受的那一个小的范围。
They cannot go beyond that of a human experience.
一个人要在地上的生活超脱他理智，超脱他感受的范围。
The life should go beyond the intellectual and the feelings.
他必须要是在自己之外有一个的目标。
They have to have a goal beyond their inner self.
这一个的目标越广大越远大越好。
The further the goal, the greater the goal, the better.
但是一个人另外一个的极端。
The another extreme is
有了一个非常高大的目标而离开了他实际的生活，这个目标就变成幻想。
They have a great goal which has no way of accomplishing it in this life, and that becomes imagination.
诗篇告诉我们的话说，神的话是我们脚前的灯，是我们路上的光。
Psalm tells us that the word of the Lord is the lamp, our foot lamp.
你要知道这两句话它的意义完全不同的。
So it has a different meaning.
在路上的光是照亮我们整个这一条路最后的目标和方向。
The light on the way shines the end of this road.
脚前的灯就是我们今天在地上所实际的生活。
The foot lamp talk about our life today.
圣经总是一面给我们有今天脚踏实地的生活，神的话是成为我们脚前的灯。
The Bible teaches us how to live our life today. He is our foot lamp.
但是如果你单单有脚前的灯，没有路上的光的话，你就不知道走来走去走到哪里去了。
If you only have a foot lamp and without a light for the way, you don't know where you're going.
神的话总是一面给我们看见那个永远的目标。
So the word of the Lord gives us the eternal goal.
一面这个永远的目标控制了我们今天的地上的生活。
This eternal goal is a guide to our daily life today.
在使徒行的第一章的里面，他注重给我们看见那个永远的目标。
The Acts chapter 1, let us see this eternal goal.
这一位的主耶稣基督在他们的眼前升上了高天。
Jesus ascended into heaven in front of their own eyes.
这是一件太叫他们兴奋的事。
This is such an exciting experience.
不仅是一种好奇。
Not only curious.
乃是叫他们血默有一个人能够脱离了地的吸引升到了高天之上。
Makes them long for this experience of being able to be lifted into heaven.
从人类历史以来从来没有一个人的能力能够脱离掉地的吸引。
In the history of mankind, nobody was able to leave the gravity.
人类越过越在地上物质上有所享受的时候，
the more people enjoy or experience in this earth,
越过越会厌烦地上这些的生活，
the more they are bored about the life of this earth.
人是巴不得能够脱离掉地上这一种物质上的事。
We really like to leave this material things of this world.
但是有谁能够脱离这一个地上的控制，达到天的境界呢？
Who can leave this the temptation of this earth and go to heaven?
在这里有一个的人，在众人的眼前升到了高天了。
One man can, and he left, and he ascended into heaven.
是难怪这一般的门徒定睛望天，他们一直在那望，一直在那望。
That's why the apostles they all stare in the sky and they watch.
你会看见他们这一帮的心被主耶稣都带到天上去了。
So Jesus took their hearts with them.
有许多人问我说：“林弟兄，虽然我们不应该爱世界，但是我的心还爱，怎么办？”
Many people told me, Brother Lin, although I know I shouldn't love this world, but my heart really loves this.
我知道这是劝勉没有用的。
But I know that I couldn't tell them anything.
我在纽约还遇到有另外一件事。
In New York, I ran into something else.
有一对的夫妇读书的时候已经结婚了，没有孩子。
There's a couple, while they were still in school, they were married, but they don't have any children.
等到以后做事了之后，盼望有孩子，一直太太不怀孕。
Okay, but after they got a job, and they hope they can get children, but the wife couldn't get pregnant.
到医生去了去检查的时候，发现这个丈夫有问题。
So when they went to the doctor felt the husband has a problem.
医生说，大概你一生不可能有孩子。
The doctor said, you probably won't have any children of your own.
所以这位弟兄非常的 depressed.
This brother is very depressed.
他连做事都是觉得无聊，我这样辛辛苦苦连孩子都没有的。
He felt very bored at the work because he said, why should I work so hard? I don't have any children.
他有一天他太太说，亚伯拉罕也没有孩子，祷告了神就给了我们祷告嘛。
His wife said that Abraham did not have children, so he prayed and Sarah conceived. So why don't we pray?
所以他们祷告主了。
So they prayed.
感谢主，主实在听他们祷告。
Thanks the Lord. The Lord really answered their prayers.
太太怀孕。
The wife became pregnant.
生着一个白白胖胖的男孩。
So got a big baby boy.
我们为他非常的高兴。
We are all thankful.
有一天，这一位姊妹跟我内人讲了。
So one day the sister shared with my wife.
她是林太太，你看我怎么办呢？
So Sister Lin, what should I do?
我这个孩子真可爱呀。
My boy is so lovely.
比主耶稣更可爱。
lovelier than Jesus.
我觉得他很诚实。
So she is very honest.
他颠颠切切觉得他的孩子比主耶稣更可爱。
She really felt that her child is lovelier than Lord Jesus.
是我的内人告诉我了。
So my wife told me.
我说很好，让他去爱爱他的孩子。
She said, fine, let her love the boy.
我很欣赏，也很喜乐，一个做父母的人有了孩子那样的喜，那样的可爱的。
So I really appreciate the love expressed by the parents.
不过我说他爱过三年孩子调皮的时候，想想还是主耶稣可爱。
I say it only takes 3 years when the boy become naughty, so she would again love Jesus.
好像我在这里跟你们讲笑话一样。
So sounds like a joke.
但是我想每一个人到了地上世间一得着了之后，都有同样的感觉。
So everybody, you know, when you just get it, you share the same feeling.
徐华医生在布道的时候讲过一句话。
Dr. Xu, in one of his evangelistic meetings,
人在地上有两种的情形，非常的悲惨的。
He said that the man in this world had two situations, very sad.
一种的是，那是你有一个的盼望得不着。
One is that you have a hope you cannot achieve.
哎呀，这个叫你心中很苦。
Or you feel sad, you cannot reach.
那第二个苦的。
The second sad thing
更苦的
is even sadder than the first.
那是等你东要盼望神得着了而不满足，那是更苦了。
You got what you hope for, and that's very sad.
在纽约有一次，我们教会中一位姊妹订婚。
New York, one of our sisters in the church got engaged.
所以那一天他们请吃饭的时候，叫我也一同去。
At the dinner party, they invited me.
这个准新郎非常的高兴。
The fiancé is very happy.
为什么很高兴呢？
Why is he happy?
因为这个女孩子很棒，很多人都追她。
Because this girl is wonderful. She had many friends.
她花了相当大的力气才把这个女孩子追倒的。
This boy really worked hard in order to woo her.
所以一订婚的时候戒指放上就逃不了了。
Okay. Once you're engaged, put on the ring and she is hers.
所以这个男孩子非常的高兴。
So this boy was very happy.
但是这一个女孩子的妹妹就轻轻跟我讲句话。
But the sister of this girl shared with me in private.
他说这个男孩子要跟我姐姐结婚，很高兴。
He said this boy wants to marry my sister. He is happy.
他不知道我的姐姐像老虎一样的。
He didn't know that the girl is like a tiger.
等你结了婚了才知道，哎呦，像老虎一样的。许多的时候，这是我们最最悲惨的。
This is the sad part.
所以你在地上经历了好多方面你所盼望的事。
You try so hard to get what you hope for.
你都会有一种的痛苦。
So you still feel sad.
你心中有一种的愿望，巴不得离开这个的世界，进到十天荣耀的境界。
You really have this wish that you want to leave this world and go to heaven.
人类有历史以来没有一个人达到这样的标准。
Nobody in history have accomplished
that. 但现在主耶稣就在他们的眼前升到了高宫。
But Jesus, in front of their own eyes, rose into heaven.
是难怪的，整个《使徒行传》的里面，这一帮的使徒们把他们所有人生的一切都交给这位主的手上。
No wonder all the apostles they gave their all to Jesus.
这就成为他们生活上的中心。
Because Jesus was the center of their life.
我愿意对弟兄姊妹说的。
I want to speak to my brothers.
我也愿意对没有信主的朋友说。
I want to speak with my friends here.
神的话放在我们面前，让我们挑战。
God's word is a challenge to all of us.
你除了这一个目标之外，还有什么事情能够当做你的目标的？
Other than this goal, anything else? What else do you have?
2000年来，人要盼望多少不同的目标，他们都失败了。
2000 years, men tried so hard to seek different goals, they all failed.
太古老的记载，到今天20世纪的里面还是确定的。
Okay, from the very old days until now.
只有这一位升上高天的耶稣基督才是人生在地上生活中的目标。
Only this Jesus who rose into heaven is the goal, fit to be the goal of everyone.
我已经讲过，这一个的目标影响了我们整个的空间，直到地结。
This goal affects our life from the entire space until the remotest part of the world.
这一个的目标也关系到整个的时间，直等到主耶稣再来。
This goal lasts into eternity until Jesus Christ come again.
但是主来广告，祝福他们说。
But the Lord bless them said.
他们在这样的地上的生活，他们生活的功用到底是什么？
So Jesus told them what's the function, what's the purpose of their life on this earth.
当我们有了这样一个目标了之后，
When we have this goal,
我们怎么能够调整我们的生活符合这一个的目标？
How can we adjust our lives to fit this goal?
使徒行传短短的记载的里头也告诉我们非常确定的答案。
The book of Acts gives us very definite answers.
主耶稣不像在马太福音的里面祝福他的门徒，祝福他的使徒。
Jesus was not the same as when he did in Matthew. He blessed his apostles.
这是对着一帮特别有恩赐人来讲的。
He was speaking to the most gifted person.
乃是要往普天下去传福音给万民听。
He asked his disciples to go to the end of the world to preach the gospel.
但是要把我所教导你们的都教训他们遵守，直到世界的末了。
He asked the disciples to teach everybody and everything Jesus himself taught them.
我们今天不一定每一个人有这个的恩赐，能够去往普天下叫万民做主的门徒。
Not everyone here has the same gift that we could go to all over the world and make disciples of everyone.
我们也不一定有个恩赐，是一个教师的恩赐，把主所教导我们的再来教导别人。
We may not have the same gift of teaching so that we can teach others about what God has taught us.
这是马太福音中所记载的。
This is recorded in Matthew.
这使徒行传里面是讲到对着所有的门徒。
the ex, he was speaking to all the disciples.
你可以不一定有使徒的恩赐。
You may not have the gift of an apostle.
不一定有教师的恩赐。
You may not have the gift of a teacher.
但是每一个人却在生活中间有一个功用。
But everybody has one function.
乃是为主做见证。
Is to be a witness for the Lord.
直到地界做我的见证。
Until the remotest part of the world.
或者直到的地界做我的见证人。
Be a witness until the remotest, all over the world.
中文这一个见证这一个字。
The meaning of the word witness
乃是有两个不同的意义的
had two meanings、really.
一个乃是一个客观上的见证、
one is a proof, an evidence
一个乃是主观上的见证
another is a subjective testimony
这里所给我们看见的是客观上的见证
here we see this objective evidence
那乃是替这一位主耶稣来做见证
that is a witness for the Lord Jesus
见证主耶稣到底如何是一位神的儿子来到地上的
we witness how it was that Jesus was son of man
如何担当人的罪定死在十字架上
how did he die for man's sins
如何他已经从死里的复活升上了高天
how did he rise again and rose and raised into heaven
就像约翰在约翰一书所记载的
it's just like John wrote in 1 John
这个生命的道是我们亲眼见过亲手摸过的
that this word is what he had seen in his own eyes and he has touched with his own hands
但是照着约翰来讲这一位的耶稣对他是客观的
but according to John this Jesus is really a very objective thing
主耶稣在那里所祝福说直到地界做我的见证人
When Jesus said that you go to the end of the world and be my witness,
这乃是叫门徒们做主的见证的，客观上面把主证明出来。
So he was asking the disciples to be an objective witness.
但是等到到了书信的时候
，during the epistle times,
或者等到到了启示了之后
，during the time of the book of Revelation,
他有好几次说到见证乃是主观的见证。
They mentioned that this witness is really a very subjective.
如果在英文上的话，它是变成一个 testimony.
Becomes a testimony.
它乃是自己体会过的。
That something that you have experienced yourself.
自己经历过的。
Okay, you have experienced.
它开始的时候乃是见证主耶稣从死里头复活了。
The first part is to testify that give the evidence that Jesus was risen from the dead.
我看见这位耶稣实实在在复活了，实实在在升上高天了。
I have seen this Jesus was living and he resurrected and he ascended into heaven.
但等到以后他们发现
afterwards they discovered
这位复活的主活在我里面。
This resurrected Lord is actually living in my heart.
这个复活的能力，复活的果效是我自己所体会的。
The fruit of resurrection is something we can experience.
到这个时候来做见证，不是见证我客观身外的一位耶稣。
At this time, the witness is not merely on this person Jesus.
乃是来说到我自己所经历的这个耶稣在我身上所发生的果效。
It is my personal experience, what the Lord has done in my life.
这就成为一个主观上的经历。
This becomes a subjective testimony.
神要我们基督在地上在生活中做见证。
And the God wants us to be a witness.
我们总是在两方面做见证的。
So we testify in both ways.
我自己侍奉主常常有机会跟各处去讲道。
So when in my preaching life, I have many chances to visit different places.
所以我也常常有机会上了会的时候跟人谈谈。
So I also have the chances to talk to people after my meetings.
特别在美国都受过高等学问、高等教育的人。
Especially in the United States, you know, everybody I meet chances are they have very good education.
所以他们有很多的问题。
They have a lot of questions.
有许多的问题，我是很诚恳说、很诚实的说，我不能回答。
There are many questions I have to respond very honestly that I don't know the answer.
我并不觉得羞耻。
I don't feel embarrassed by that.
有的人觉得，哎呦，你做传道人还不能回答做什么传道
？You feel that, how come you as a preacher don't know the answer?
我是因为我所传的道太深了，所以我传道人都不太明白。
What I preach is so difficult, and I don't understand myself.
有一些是我客观的见证。
So sometimes I give my objective.
但是另有一些是我主观上的见证。
Other times I give my subjective testimony.
在我自己的身上
，in my own life，
客观的见证永远超过我主观的见证。
Those objective evidences, I have far more of those than I have in subjective experience.
如果我的见证单单是主观的。
If all my testimony were subjective in nature,
我的见证很有限。
So I'm very limited.
我是非常微小的一个人。
I'm a very small man.
凭我自己的智慧，凭我在地上的阅历，我所能够经历的不过是一部分。
Okay. With my limited wisdom and the limited time, I only experience so little.
主所做的远超过我这一个人所经历的。
What the Lord has done is far beyond what I can experience.
这一些主所做，我是在客观上为他做见证。
So I give testimony for him in an objective way.
我自己的经历不能够勾上这一些。
My experience does not reach that level.
但是不是完全空洞的。
But it's not all empty.
因为我所做的客观的见证上，里头有相当的部分是我主观上所体会的。
So even in those objective evidences, I have some subjective experience.
客观的见证是绝对的。
The objective evidences are absolute.
主观的见证是相对的。
The subjective experiences are relative.
主观的见证因着我年龄慢慢的增加。
The subjective witnesses and because I've grown in age.
因着神在我身上各种不同的带领。
And because God is leading me many ways.
我的经历上就更加的加多。
I have more and more experience of that kind.
这不过是一种相对的。
But this is relative.
没有一个绝对的标准。
There's no absolute standard.
但是客观却是绝对，却是完全的。
But the objective evidences are absolute and perfect.
主并不是叫我每一个人都做使徒，都做教师。
The Lord did not ask every one of us to become apostles or teachers.
但是主却叫我们每一个基督徒在生活中间为他做见证。
But the Lord did ask every Christian to be living witnesses.
总记得两方面的见证。
So there are two aspects of
一个是客观对着主耶稣身上的。
One is objective, is on Lord Jesus.
一个是主观在我们自己经历中间的。
One is subjective, my own personal experience.
我们基督徒有许多地方要谨慎。
So we have to be careful in many ways.
我听见有人这样的讲。
I've heard people say.
我们如果要为主做见证，你必须生活有所改变。
So if we want to be a witness to the Lord, we must live a changed life.
如果你的基督徒的生活都跟不信的人一样的，你怎么能为主做见证呢？
If your life is no different from those non-believers, how can you be a witness?
这句话对不对？
Is this sentence right?
这句话是对的。
This is correct.
但是不是绝对的对。
But not absolutely correct.
如果你的生活从来没有经历过主救恩的果效，你根本不能为主做见证。
If you have never experienced the salvation, the effect of salvation, you cannot be a witness.
你讲主耶稣在十字架担当人的罪。
You tell others. If you can witness that Jesus has died for your sins.
有一个能力去掉罪恶。
He can forgive your sin.
你一定在你生活上有过改变。
So you must have experienced that yourself.
这是一定的。
That's true.
但是你如果一定要改变好才能做见证，没有一个人够资格做见证。
If you have to wait until you live a sinless life, nobody can be a witness.
我们实在的做见证，主耶稣改变了我。
We testify that Jesus changed me.
但是我也做见证说，我还没有完全改变。
And I also testify that I have not been changed completely.
我并不是等着完全改变了我才做见证。
I'm not waiting for the time that I'm perfect, then I witness.
我一面见证主的确改变我了。
So I witness that the Lord has changed me.
但一面也承认有很多地方我还没有被改变。
In the meantime, I admit that there are many aspects I have not been changed.
但是我虽然还没有改变。
Although I have not been changed,
我却确定地知道，在客观上的主所做的，有一天还会成为我主观上的经历。
But I do know objectively that one day the Lord has done objectively will become my subjective experience.
我们来看《使徒行传》的时候
，So as we study the Acts,
我们也会看见圣灵把那一个时候的这一帮的人生活上的事给我们描写出来。
So we can see the Spirit describe the way people lived that day.
他们所见证的内容也是逐步逐步加深，逐步逐步扩大的。
And their witness, the content of their testimony are enlarging all the time.
啊，今天晚上我们就开始讲第二章。
So let's study the chapter 2 together.
很对不起，半个钟头已经过去了。
So half an hour of introduction.
第二章的里面乃是他们开始做见证。
So they began testifying for witnessing for Christ.
他们头一次的见证非常的强壮。
The first testimony is really a very strong testimony.
甚至轰轰烈烈做见证。
Okay, it's very magnificent.
神也为着这个的需要替他们特别加上帮助。
So God really gives them a lot of help.
什么帮助法呢？
What kind of help?
有响声下来。
There's a great noise came in.
响声响到这样一个地步，耶路撒冷的犹太人都惊讶，集合在一起，然后他们围着做见证。
It was so loud that all the Jews in Jerusalem heard about it, and they were surprised. They came together.
我还不知道从那一次之后，神有没有第二次这么做法。
I don't know whether the Lord did the same thing for the second time.
你们如果无论在哪个地方要有布道会，我也真是巴不得有响声下来，大家都集合了多好。
So、when you arranging evangelistic meeting, I really hope that the same noise will happen.
但是照我基督徒的历史时间的里头，还从来没有听见这样响声下来帮助我们传福音的。
But in my personal experience, I've not experienced such a noise to help us in evangelism.
神还做一件特别的事。
And God did another wonderful thing.
那有圣灵降临，充满了他们。
So the Spirit came down and filled all the apostles.
我想很多的人，或者有一些人很注重到那个五旬节的经历。
So many people were very interested in this Pentecostal experience.
特别等到了你有这个的经历说方言的时候，你很兴奋。
Especially you have experience of the speaking tongues, you're so excited.
我很可惜的，有这些兴奋的人都戴进一个果效，很骄傲。
So unfortunately, those had that kind of gift, they also have pride.
我想，凡是说方言而骄傲的人都失去了使徒行第二章真正的意义。
So if you're proud about your gift of being able to speak in tongues, you have missed the meaning of what's recorded in Acts chapter 2.
我不去讲到这一些反方面的。
I'm not going to talk about negative things.
我就愿意在这里讲，当他们不得到圣灵的时候，起来做见证了。
So I just want to mention that when they stood up and witnessing.
他们头上所做的见证三个的重点。
So they have three points in their witness.
头一个的重点。
The first point.
按照外面看，那是彼得和十一个使徒来解释他们受圣灵的这个的经历。
So, from the first impression was that Peter and the apostles were trying to explain how they were receiving the Spirit.
他说这是应验了先知约珥的话。
He said this is really a fulfillment of the prophet Joel.
先知约珥说到末后的日子，神要用他的灵浇灌凡有血气的。
The prophet Joel wrote that during the last days that God will pour forth His Spirit.
但是我要请大家注意。
But I want you to take note.
先知约珥讲到什么后的日子，神用灵浇灌凡有血气的。
Although Joel is indeed talking about the last days, about the Spirit coming.
浇灌不是神工作的目标。
But the pouring of the Spirit is not the goal of God's work.
目标乃是叫他所有的儿女都说预言。
The goal is to let his children prophesy.
许多五旬节运动的人都只是注重到圣灵的浇灌说方言。
So many Pentecostals, they pay attention to the ability of speaking tongues.
觉得很喜乐。
They were so excited about it.
觉得身上发热发麻。
So they feel heated up.
有的人注重到地上会打滚。
Some people are rolling on the ground.
你会看见使徒行的第二章不注重这一个。
Okay, we don't see that kind of evidence.
使徒行的第二章乃是注重说，乃是叫他的儿女说预言。
So Acts chapter 2 says they want the children of God to prophesy.
但你知道，预言这个字并不是说到将来要发生的事。
But to prophesy is not saying that you are going to talk about the future.
我们中文有说预言两个字，就把我们说到，哎呦，你过三天之后，过三年之后什么事？
So in the Chinese translation, to prophesy means what's going to happen in 3 days or 3 years.
这说预言乃是做先知讲道。
To prophesy is to preach.
在旧约中一种的话来说，好像一个的井涌出水来。
It's just like the well, the water pouring forth.
那是神的话从你都涌流了出来。
God's word is pouring out of this prophet.
他在这里有一个的描写。
So there's a description here.
他说你们少年人要见异象，老年人要做异梦。
Okay. So the young man will see visions and old man will dream dreams.
你要知道这一句话和人一般的情形刚刚相反的。
So this is different from what people experience.
一般的人少年人欢喜有异梦老年人欢喜有异象。
Okay, yeah, not ordinary people, the young man like to have special dreams and the old man like to see visions.
你有没有看见老年人做梦啊？
Have you ever heard of an old man dreaming?
啊，如果一个人讲我明年怎么样，我要坐船到了太空去，到了月亮上去，老年人不讲这些话的。
An old man will now say that I have a dream that I was on a spacecraft and I went to the moon.
老年人就说，哎呦，我养养老，孙子抱一抱，高兴高兴就可以了。
Okay, for the old person, they will now say that I have a nice old age and I have my grandchildren.That's good enough.
你所有去听人讲话，都讲我从前怎样，从前怎样，都是老年人。
So old men keep talking about once I was like this, I was like that.
少年人，我将来怎样，我将来怎样，都是少年人。
The young man talking about I'm going to be like this, I'm going to be like that.
老年人都已经不会做梦了。
And the old man will not dream dreams.
我在这次到台湾的时候，遇见一位姓张的弟兄。
So I went to Taiwan this year and met brother Chan.
他有一次跟人在那随便谈话的时候。
He was chatting with somebody.
跟一位你们很熟悉一位弟兄，他的太太也在。
And he was chatting with someone you know.
我不求他的名字来了。
I don't want to mention the name of that individual you know.
这位张弟兄说，一个人到五十岁了，连谈恋爱的力气都没有了。
Brother Chan said when the man reached 50, he doesn't even have the energy to talk to girls and you know.Date girls.
他这个太太说：“张弟兄，你告诉我的丈夫。
” So this lady's asked Brother John, "So why didn't you tell my husband that?"
一个人到了五十岁，连谈恋爱的力量都没有了。
When a person reaches 50, he really had no energy to do the things he.
一个老年人再不做梦了。
Okay, an old person would not dream.
等圣灵降临在人身上，老年人都做异梦。
But when the spirit comes, even the old man would dream dreams.
连老年人都有一个盼望。
Even the old man had a hope, a vision.
连老年人都不甘心于在这里养老，不甘心于在这里等死。
The old man will not be satisfied staying in the nursery and waiting for the death.
他有一个异梦，愿意在这地上剩下的几年为神所用。
They have a dream that in the last years of this person's life, they want to be used by the Lord.
你们去看过安氏之后蔡淑娟小姐吗？
Have you heard about the Queen of Dark Chamber, Sister Tsai?
已经八十多岁了。
She is more than 80.
她躺在床上已经五十年了。
She was bedridden for more than 50 years.
你去看她的时候，真是皮包骨头，瘦得了要命。
So when you visit her, she was so.Skinny, you know, you see her bones.
但这一位的老姐妹躺在床上一直在做梦。
But this old lady, although she was bedridden, she kept dreaming dreams.
做梦着，明天有谁来？我怎样跟她传福音？
She was dreaming that who is going to come to visit me tomorrow? I'm going to share the gospel.
做梦在上一个礼拜跟这个人传，这个人信主了没有？
And dreaming about somebody she had talked, shared Jesus before, has he received the Lord?
他会忘记身上的那个痛苦，在那里做梦，他在地上的生活能够带进神的荣耀。
She forgot about her own problems, and she was dreaming that how she could be used by the Lord.
不忠目的人是最可怜的。
So the one without dream is the most pitiful.
人生在地上没有指望，这是最无聊的人生。
There's no hope in this life.
一个老年的时候还有这样强烈的指望。
Even an old man have such a strong will and hope.
这是圣灵降临在人身上的果效。
This is the fruit of the Spirit's pouring.
但是少年人圣灵不降临也会做梦的。
But for the youth, for the young man, even without the Spirit, they dream dreams.
他们的做梦真正叫做梦。
And their dreams are really dreams.
他们做的梦不会实现的。
Their dreams can never be fulfilled.
因为这是他们随便所想象的。
But that's just their imagination.
他们没有确定的目标。
They don't have a goal.
到圣灵在五旬节降临的时候。
But when the Spirit comes at Pentecost.
少年人不是做异梦，乃是见异象。
The young man did not dream dreams, they saw the vision.
我真讨厌中文中犯着这个字叫异象。
And I really don't like the Chinese translation here.
So, 我们的意象是古灵八怪的想象。
And that really meant a special, a weird thing.
但是在这里，我们都英文知道，乃是有所看见。
So, in English, it's vision, it's what we see.
青年人会做梦。
And the young man would dream dreams.
天花乱坠乱想的
All kind of dreams.
但是没有一个确定的目标
But they don't have a goal.
所以他们去努力去挣扎到最后却找不到他们当初所盼望的
So they struggle all over the place, but they cannot find what they were really hoping for.
圣灵降临在人身上连一个少年人有确定的目标了
But when the spirit comes, this young man has a goal.
这是当初使徒们在地上五旬节的时候头一个所做的见证
So this is the first witness the apostles gave
我刚刚说了我们不一定有使徒和先知的恩赐
I just said that we may not all have the gift of the being an apostle or teacher
主就我们在地上生活中中见证
But the Lord did ask us to be witnesses
乃是看我们整个的人生有目标没有
He's asking to see whether we really have this goal in our life
整个的生活有盼望没有
Whether we have hope in our life
这一件事情对着我们不信的朋友是头一个叫人里头有深刻印象的
So if you have not yet received the Lord, this must impress you
我不知道弟兄姊妹你们在同学或者朋友中间留给人什么样的印象
I don't know what kind of impressions your brothers and sisters are causing among your friends.
当我刚刚大学毕业在基隆做事的时候
When I just graduated from college, I worked in Keelong.
那个时候我是个单身的，很多单身的同事。
I was single. I have many single friends.
所以我也盼望知道一点他们对我的印象是如何。
I would like to know what kind of impression I was making on them.
他们给我好几个绰号。
Okay. They gave me several nicknames.
他有的时候称我大主教。
Sometimes they call me the great bishop.
这是讽刺我的。
Okay, that's cynical.
我听的时候很不喜欢。
I don't like that.
但是有一个的绰号我心中很喜欢。
One of the nicknames I really like very much.
他们叫我小耶稣。
Little Jesus.
这个是感谢赞美主的。
Okay, I praise the Lord for that.
我不是大主教，我是个小耶稣。
I'm not a bishop. I'm just a small Jesus.
他们还说我有好多的批评的话。
They criticize me in some other ways.
有一个的批评的话，我非常高兴。
One criticism I like very much.
他们说我神经有问题。
They think I'm crazy.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我不知道人成不成你神经有问题的。
Brothers and sisters, I don't know if people consider you crazy.
我还不相信一个真实的基督徒不给人批评说你神经有问题。
I really can't believe that a true Christian does not ever receive the criticism of being crazy.
不信主的人不认为你神经有问题的，我相信你基督徒有毛病。
If an unbeliever does not consider you being having problem in your mind, then you have a problem in your spiritual life.
我是一个佛教家庭中长大的。
I grew up in a Buddhist family.
所以我领会一点，没有信耶稣的人对基督徒的印象是什么。
So I do know the impression that non-believers have on Christians.
当我站在一个不信任的眼光来看我自己的时候
when I look at Christians in a non-believing aspect,
我实在同意他们的看法，我这个灵魔人神经有问题。
I really agree that people look at me that I have problem in my mind.
许多的地上给贪求的事，你也不贪求。
There are many things people seek in this world, but I don't.
许多的地上你和的快乐和消遣的事情，你都放下。
Many things people enjoy doing in this world, I don't.
信信耶稣不错，做做礼拜也不错。
Believing in Jesus is fine, and going to church is fine.
何用每天读经，每天祷告呢？
Why do you have to study the Bible every day and pray every day?
又难出来了，祷告祷告，心灵安慰一点，这个他们也很同意。
If you have a special problem, pray, that's fine.
你身体也蛮好，事情也蛮顺利，还要去祷告，神经病。
But if you look healthy and you are successful professionally, there must be some problem in your mind if you still pray.
你礼拜天做做礼拜，这是一个人生中间也是很好调剂。
Going to church on Sunday is a great relaxation.
你差不多每一天晚上去做礼拜，那是神经病。
But if you go to church every evening, that's something wrong.
当我把我的职业要放下的时候
When I was thinking about giving up my profession,
我那些要好的朋友都来劝我
My colleagues, my friends, they all come and visit me.
你怎么可以把你有这么好的职位，有这么好的前途都放下了？
Why should you give up such a nice profession with such a bright future?
去做一个的传道
And to be a preacher.
他们认为我这样离开我的职业做传道是一个神经有问题的。
If you I'm giving up my profession, is I really have problem in my mind.
我一点都不怪他们，我非常同意他们的说法。
I understood them, and I really agreed with them.
但是我却知道我在地上是被神所得着了。
But I do know that the Lord has called me.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，dear brothers and sisters,
神的启示是没有办法领导你的。
God's revelation cannot reach you.
你临到你了之后，你没有办法逃脱。
But if it does reach you, you cannot escape.
我有的时候都欢喜说一点幽默的话。
I like to speak something humor.
这我耶稣信不来的。
It's hard to believe in Jesus.
你如果还没有信耶稣啊
，If I have not yet believed in Jesus,
我实在劝你，你好好考虑。
I really ask you to think twice.
信了耶稣之后，耶稣丢都丢不掉。
After you believe, it's hard to get rid of him.
没有信耶稣之前，你随便犯罪，里头快乐，外头也快乐。
Before you believe in Jesus, you can go sing left and right, and you're happy inside and out.
信了耶稣，你还可以去犯罪，外头快乐，里头痛苦。
But after you believed, and you may still be able to go out and singing, but you won't have happiness in your heart.
你要犯罪犯得痛快，我劝你不要信耶稣。
If you really want to enjoy sin, don't be a Christian.
啊，没有信主的时候，就在地上使劲去发展，去发展，就怕你没有本领。
Before you receive Christ, and you really like to struggle and you know, work hard in the world and get all the things you want.
你巴不得世界上所有的财宝都是你的。
You really want to win the whole world.
等你信了主了之后，就愿意把你自己家中所有的分给别人。
But after you believe, you want to get rid of what you have already.
你要得到一个做一个大财主，我劝你不要信耶稣。
If you want to be a rich man, never be a Christian.
信耶稣之后的你本质。你本质上就改变了。
Believing Jesus will change you, in principle, in essence.
我们不一定会讲到。
We may not be able to preach.
但是人却会发现，这一个人活着有另一个目标。
Okay, but people will see that this person living, he has a different.
人所注重的，他不注重。
Okay, other people consider important, he does not.
他所注重的是别人所不易了解的。
He considers important, other people cannot understand.
社会叫人害怕。
So it make people wonder.
叫人不敢信耶稣。
And they fear, they dare not be a Christian.
我也遇见过一个朋友说。
I have met some friends who said,
信耶稣像你这样的话，我得不敢信了。
He said, if you believe in Jesus like you, you know, everybody like you, and I won't have anything to do with it.
我很爽快。
I was also prompt in reply.
你是不要信就不信嘛。
So don't believe them.
在他的心中很炫目。
But he is really envy.
哎，人就是这样的矛盾的。
Okay, this is a conflict that people have.
一边批评我们神经病。
So on the one hand, they criticize us having problems in our mind.
但等他安定下来，这个神经神经也不错的。
But when he reflects himself, and well, being that way isn't that bad.
在见证上最主要件事。
The most important thing in your witness.
就是在我们基督徒身上，人生有一个目标。
Is that we have a definite goal for our life.
我们所有的事、职业、家庭、钱财，都为了这个目标而摆上。
Everything we have, the profession, the family, the wealth, you know, they are for this goal.
这一个头一个的见证。
This is the first witness.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，Dear brothers and sisters,
我却再诚恳地劝你们，不要以为做见证一定是讲道。
I urge you to realize that to be a witness does not really mean that to preach.
有的人有恩赐来讲道的。
Some people have this gift of preaching.
你就是像拉撒路一样，不会讲道，坐在主耶稣的桌子旁边，就已经吸引人来归向主耶稣了。
You may be just like Lazarus and just sitting in front of Jesus and he will draw people to Jesus.
这是圣灵降临在人身上头一个所表现出来的。
This is the first effect of the pouring of the Spirit.
第二个他们所表现出来的。
The second reaction they have to the pouring of Spirit.
他说这一位耶稣神已经叫他复活了，我们都为这事做见证。
They are witnessing that this Jesus, God has raised him up.
他们见证主耶稣已经复活了。
They are witnessing the resurrection.
这一个复活是说到复活的事实。
This resurrection talking about the fact of resurrection.
但是更注重是复活的意义。
And also talk about the meaning of the resurrection.
我们要注重复活有它的事实，再有它复活所表现的意义。
So this is a fact of resurrection, and also there's a meaning of resurrection.
我想我们每一个信主的人都在事实上相信主耶稣的坟墓空的，他已经复活了。
So all Christians today believe that there was an empty tomb.
但是我们还必须要了解复活的意义到底是什么。
But we should also understand the meaning of the resurrection.
圣经的里面讲到复活有好几个不同的意义。
The resurrection has several meanings.
头一个的意义就是证明主耶稣十字架救赎的工作已经完成了。
The first meaning is that the Lord Jesus has completed this act of salvation.
罗马书第四章最后一句话告诉我们说
Romans chapter 10, the last verse.
第四章
Romans chapter 4, the last verse.
他被交于人是为我们的过犯。
Him who is delivered up because of our transgressions.
他的复活是为着我们称义。
And was raised because of our justification.
我们能够称义，罪恶得到赦免，蒙神的悦纳。
We're justified and our sins are forgiven. We're accepted by the Lord.
是的，不需要他复活，只要他钉死已经完成了这个工作了。
We really don't need the resurrection. And when he was crucified, that was completed.
因为他已经担当我们的罪。
Because he has taken all of our
sins. 耶和华已经把我们众的罪都归在他的身上。
God has attributed our sins to Jesus.
他既然为我们的罪受了惩罚，神就不能够再来审判我们了。
He died for our sins, therefore God cannot hold us accountable.
但是罗马书第四章说，他的复活乃是叫我们称义。
But the Romans chapter 4 said that his resurrection is for our justification.
如果我们好好去了解的话，会明白。
If we try to study it, we may understand.
十字架的救赎包括两方面。
The salvation of the cross has two aspects.
一方面是为了已过的这消极方面。
One aspect is for the past, it's a passive.
一方面是在积极为着以后的。
Other aspect is active and it's for the future.
十字架的已过的乃是他的死，担当了我们罪恶的惩罚。
For the past is the death of Jesus.Paid the debts of our sins.
但是他的复活是带给我们正面的，乃在神面前证明他已经接受了主耶稣救赎的工作。
But the resurrection is a proof that God has accepted this salvation.
如果他没有复活的话，有谁能够确定说我们的罪实实在在已经蒙他的救赎呢？
If he was not raised again, how can we say that we know that our sins were forgiven?
我想马克思韦恩牧师已经跟我们讲的很多。
I think Brother Maxwell has shared with us several.
我不必在这里讲再讲多少。
I'm not going to repeat what he said.
但是我只讲一点我自己的感受的话。
But I just want to share with you my own feeling.
我上午跟大家讲过一点。
So I shared with you this morning.
我发现人在世界上一种最有果效乃是政治。
I told you that the most effective person is a politician.
啊，对于大的政治来的时候，就这么多的人都受到了影响。
He can affect so many people in one stroke.
但是可惜的是。
But I'm sorry.
政治家能够改变政治的系统。
The politician can change the political system.
政治家能够改变了经济上的情况。
The politician can change this economic situation.
哦，很多人选 Reagan 就盼望经济的光景，美国经济光景能够转变一点。
Many people voted for Reagan because they hope that American economy will change for the better.
我也盼望能够改变一点。
I also hope that's true.
也有一些大的政治家、经济学家能够把经济光景转变过来。
There's a great politician can change the economic situation.
大的教育家能够叫一种无知的人受过了高等的教育。
The educator can educate many.
这些都是世界上很大的伟人。
So they are all great contributors.
但是今天世界的痛苦在哪里？
But what is the problem of this world today?
今天世界到了这一种悲惨痛苦的情况。
The world in such a miserable situation.
不是因为经济不够繁荣。
Not because the economy is weak.
不是因为政治制度不够高明。
Not because the political system is not sound.
不是因为教育的制度不够普及。
Not because of the education is not widespread.
今天人类的痛苦是罪恶把它破坏的。
The source of people's problem is sin.
从历史以来，没有一个人敢向着罪恶挑战。
There's no man in history who can challenge sin.
多少的政治家向着已过政治制度挑战。
Many politicians they change the past political system.
多少的经济学家向着贫穷挑战。
Many economists they challenge the poor.
哎呀，我也跟你们提过，毛泽东当初的时候，实实在在有大的心胸。
I told you that Chairman Mao, when he was living, he was really a great politician.
但是他不敢向着罪恶挑战。
But he dare not say anything about
sin. 你如果看整个的世界的话，
if you look at the whole world,
在资本主义的范围的里面，
in a capitalistic society,
人的情欲、人的败坏，因着自由而更加的放纵。
So people's selfishness is really expressed because of the human freedom.
在社会主义的里面，人不能够这么自由了。
In the socialist system, people do not have that kind of freedom.
这一方面到底受到限制。
Oh, so they have some many restrictions.
但是权力上的斗争把国家搞得一塌糊涂，比情愿的败坏还要破坏人。
But the power struggle is even worse to the nation than the moral problems.
资本主义社会中间哪一些肉体的放纵？
The moral problems in a capitalistic society.
社会主义中间哪一些权力的斗争？
The power struggling problems in the socialist society.
都从罪恶出来的。
They all began with sin.
把人类搞得这一种痛苦的光景。
And they give such a miserable state.
没有一个人敢向着罪恶挑战。
Nobody can challenge this sin.
我们每一个人都深深地经历到罪恶在我们身上给我们的痛苦。
Everybody is experiencing the problem because of sin.
感谢主，主耶稣来了。
Thanks the Lord because he came.
他没有改革政治制度。
Jesus did not change any political
system. 他没有改革经济制度。
He did not change any economic system.
他没有做一个教育的工作。
He did not teach a lot of people.
主耶稣并不保险我们能够赚钱多。
And Jesus did not say that you'll become rich for believing in him.
主耶稣没有带进来一个新兴的民族主义。
He did not give us a new nationalism.
主耶稣做一件事。
But he did one thing.
向着罪恶挑战。
He challenged the power of
sin. 这一位人所看清的拿撒勒耶稣。
Okay, this man of Nazareth that people scorn.
你可以弃绝他。
You may scorn him too.
你可以辱骂他。
You may scold him.
你可把他钉在十字架上。
You may crucify him.
他好像都不能拯救自己。
He couldn't even save himself.
但当他挂在十字架上的时候。
When he was hanging on the cross.
他就把全人类的罪恶在他一个人身上解决了。
He was bearing all the sins of the entire mankind.
我们这一位主耶稣在整个人类历史里面做了一件最伟大的事。
This Lord Jesus did such a great thing in history.
我们感谢主，我们做基督徒不光做客观的见证。
So we thank the Lord that we Christians not only we offer objective witnesses.
我们更做主观的见证。
We also offer subjective witnesses.
我常常欢喜跟人说。
I always like telling people.
我们基督徒是不太有出息的人。
So Christians really don't have
或者我这样讲
ambition.
我以前布道的时候遇见有一个人。
Once I was preaching, I met an individual.
当然，这种人都是年轻人啊。
These are all young.
他说：“林先生啊，你传的耶稣救恩的事情，我不要接受。”
He said, "Mr. Lin, that I don't really want to accept the salvation of Jesus."
我承认是罪人。
I admit I'm a sinner.
大丈夫敢做敢当，下地狱我自己去。
I'm a hero. I take responsibility and I go to the hell if I have to go.
我说佩服佩服。
So I say I respect you.
我说我这个人啊，没有像你这么的英雄。
I'm not as heroic as you are.
哎呀，我自己怕下地狱了，就到耶稣那里去了。
I'm afraid of going down to hell, so I go to Jesus.
哎，我说你很英雄。
I say you are a hero.
但是感谢主。
But thanks the Lord.
我们的的确确承认自己的败坏。
So we all know that we are sinners.
我的的确确这个人没有用。
I really know that I'm useless.
你们有没有发现，所有基督徒都是没有用的人
？Have you ever discovered all the Christians are useless?
有用何用？耶稣来救，自己想办法。
Okay. Yeah. If I know how I can take care of myself, I don't need Jesus.
我们都承认我们没有用。
We all agree that we are hopeless.
我们在物质方面我们有用。
Okay, in the material things, we may be useful.
我到美国各地去讲道的时候
，I preach all over the United States.
好多人坐着拿博士学位的。
Many people sitting down there had a doctor's
degree. 人家问我说：“林先生，你当初在哪里读书啊
？”Many people ask me, Mr. Lin, where did you receive your education?
我的脸都红了。
So I'm embarrassed.
我这个读的书的话。
I'm also proud of myself.
我说我虽然是在中国读书，没有到美国读。
He said, I only studied in China. I did not receive a degree in the States.
但是如果我愿意的话，我拿两个博士给你看。
Okay, but if I want to, I could easily get two doctor's degrees.
你拿博士有什么稀奇？
What's so special about being a doctor?
我花了功夫，难道拿不到？
Okay, the effort I spent, you know, is far more than that.
做研究做的比你还好。
Okay, I did more in research than you did.
这一些人的力量能做得到的。
Well, the man's own power can let them have good education and good degrees.
但是人没有办法解决里头的罪。
But man has no way of solving the problem.
只有这一位的主耶稣是我们的救主。
Only the Lord Jesus is our Savior.
怎么能够证明
？How can we prove it?
他复活证明他担罪的救恩已经完成了。
He resurrected and he proved that he had fulfilled all the salvation.
我们一点都不羞耻向着人做见证，我是一个最重的罪魁。
I am not embarrassed to admit to people that I'm the greatest of the sinners.
但是我蒙恩了。
But I have received a blessing.
为什么？
Why?
因为这位主耶稣已经复活了。
Because Jesus has risen again.
复活第二个重大的意义。
The second meaning of resurrection.
乃是说出一个人从物质的境界转到属灵的境界。
So people turn from material things to spiritual things.
什么叫做复活？
What is resurrection?
在没有复活之前是活在物质的境界。
Before the resurrection, people live in the material world.
复活了之后就进到属灵的境界。
After resurrection, you move into the spirit world.
主耶稣的复活是从物质的境界转到属灵的境界。
The Lord Jesus' resurrection, he turned from material world into a spiritual world.
我们感谢赞美主，我们的主观上也做这个的见证。
We thank the Lord. We're going to make this subjective witness here.
我们这个人不再属于这世界的。
We no longer belong to this world.
你懂也好，你不懂也好。
Whether you understand or not.
你理智上都不了解。
Whether you understand intellectually.
但是你感觉上已经改变了。
But your feeling has changed.
你对这个世界失去了兴趣。
You're no longer interested in the things of this world.
你对这个的世界不会把你整个的人摆在里面。
You are not going to devote your entire self into this world.
你自自然然欢喜把自己放在这一位好像看不见的神的身上。
You like to place yourself in the hands of this invisible God.
这是一种复活的现象，写明在我们的身上。
This is the evidence of resurrection in our life.
第三个复活是说出一种大能。
The third meaning of resurrection is this great power.
罗马书第一章告诉我们说
，Romans chapter one，
他从死里复活，以大能证明他是神的儿子。
So his rising, his resurrection shows a great power that he is a son of God.
有一个传道人用很简单的话来讲
，One preacher used some very simple words to explain.
什么叫做复活呢
？What is resurrection?
经过死而死不了的就叫复活。
Okay. Well, when you die, but you cannot die, you know, that's resurrection.
我们一经过死，全部完了。
When we die, it's all gone.
但我们经过死而死不了的。
But when we die, and we're still there.
我听 Maxwell 牧师今天上午在讲的。
Reverend Maxwell shared with us this morning.
看见那一个的病人患癌症。
Okay, talking about this cancer patient.
到了最后一个阶段。
In the terminal.
我不知道你们遇见过患癌症的人没有。
Have you ever met somebody who had cancer?
患癌症的人在他心理上有四个阶段。
Okay, there are four psychological phases in a cancer patient.
他刚刚长癌症的时候
，When he first got cancer,
他不相信长癌症
，He doesn't believe it.
一定是个医生检查错的
，Okay, must be the doctor's mistake.
所以他换一个医院再去查
，So he changed to another hospital.
查出来是的，又是搞错的
，So when the confirms the finding,
换到第三个医院
，Okay, third hospital.
头一个他不会相信
，The first he doesn't believe.
到第二个，正是三四个医生都告诉他得癌症，他没有办法否认的。
After three or four doctors confirmed the findings, he couldn't deny it anymore.
所以他就想到，我怎么会长癌症？
He started to ask why.
是我环境的？
Is it of my environment?
是我遗传的？
Is it genetic?
是哪一个人害我的？
Is someone is really hurting me?
第三个，他要尽他一切的可能来治他的病。
The third phase is he spent all he has to cure
his disease. 倾家荡产的也要治他的病。
Okay.Go all over the place, spend all the money to cure the disease.
到第三个阶段过了之后
，After the third phase,
他完全灰心
，He gave up.
到第四个阶段呢
，In the last phase,
这样的癌症的病人
，Yeah, this kind of cancer patient,
所有的医生护士都怕他们的
，Okay, even the doctors are afraid of them.
你不给他药吃，他骂你。
If you don't give them medicine, they get angry.
你给他药吃，他也骂你。
If you give them medicine, they get upset also.
他反正没有盼望了。
So they have no hope.
所以，一到癌症到第四个的阶段，是心里最最反常的。
In the last phase of this cancer, there's a real psychological.
但是我也遇见过好几个患癌症到第四个阶段的人。
But I've met many patients who were terminal.
明明知道他快要死了。
They know they are going to die soon.
但是他一点没有死的害怕，一点没有恐怖的难过。
Because they are not afraid, they are not sad.
他这里有一个能力。
They have a power.
胜过了死亡的权势。
They overcome the sting of death.
这叫做复活。
This is resurrection.
哎呀，我们身体好好的，都不大觉得这个什么宝贝。
So we are healthy. We don't know how precious this is.
当你看过患癌症的病人是好的基督徒的话，你真会宝贝复活的大能。
If you see a cancer patient who is a good Christian, you cannot deny the power of God.
这是使徒们第二个所做的见证。
This is a second witness, apostles.
然后第三个。
The third witness.
他说到这一位主耶稣不光从死里头复活了。
They say that Jesus not only raised from the dead.
神已经把他高举
God has lifted him up.
神已经立他为主为基督了
God made him Lord and Christ.
什么意思
What does that mean?
神是把全宇宙的责任都交在 他的身上。
God gave all responsibilities to Jesus.
我不知道你们愿不愿意负多的责任。
I don't know if you want to get more responsibilities.
刚刚前些日子竞选。
Okay, in the past couple of weeks, there was this election.
我想你们都看了 Reagan 和 Carter 在电视上的辩论吧。
You probably have seen the great debate on TV. Carter and Reagan.
那一天我在 Rochester.
I was in Rochester that day.
晚上有个人讲道。
And this evening, somebody preaching.
我答应他们九点钟一定完，九点半可以看电视。
I promise them that I will finish at 9 o'clock so that they can go watch TV.
所以我也在那看电视。
So I watch the TV.
你会看见 Carter 来问 Reagan 的时候 ，Reagan 在摇摇头，在那笑一笑。
You can see when Carter was asking Reagan, Reagan just shake his head and smile.
Reagan 在那讲话的时候 ，Carter 好紧张。
就 when Reagan was speaking, Carter was so excited, so nervous.
我想你我不会忘记。
I think you and I cannot forget.
四年前。Carter 竞选的时候一直笑的嘴巴张很大
4 years ago when Carter was campaigning and he smiled all the time
你看不见他嘴巴这么大笑了
but you don't see him smiling anymore
哎呀我想到四年的总统下来老了比十年还要多
so he aged more than 10 years in this 4 years time
如果你们选举我总统啊谢谢
if
不要害我了嘛
if you vote me as president thank you but no thanks
这一个责任太重了
this is too high responsibility
我不愿意担当这一个
I don't want to take that
我真是稀奇，还有人会去竞选做总统。
I'm really surprised some people would go and campaign to become president.
你会发现，当 Carter 落选的时候
，You know when Carter knew he lost the election?
他有一次硬着把眼睛闭起来，眼泪还没有掉下来。
Okay, one day he was struggling not to let the tears fall.
我从好一方面想
，Well, I think from the better side.
他并不是单单失去了总统的权利。
Not only he has lost the power of the president,
他就发现民众的竞选不满意他四年总统的果效。
But he realized that the people did not like what he has done in the last 4 years.
这是政治家的悲哀。
And this is a sad part for.
你如果问卡特的话，他四年过来这样的辛苦。
So you ask Carter that he was spent so much effort struggling.
为了这一个国家尽心尽力了。
He really gave his all for the country.
但是到最后，百姓对他这样的评语。
But at the end, the people did not like him.
这是他的悲哀。
And that's sad.
所以一个人要在职位高的职位上是件痛苦的事。
So the higher position you attain, the more difficult that you'll find it.
神立主为主为基督了。
But God made Jesus the Lord and Christ.
把全宇宙的责任都交在主耶稣的身上。
He gave Jesus the whole responsibilities of this universe.
虽然我竞选的时候，我也投 Reagan 一票。
So I voted for Reagan myself.
我所以投 Reagan 一票，最主要的，我对台湾还有点感情，大概 Reagan 跟台湾会好一点。
Because I think I like Reagan's China policy.
但是我也不太完全的相信 Reagan 能够把美国的国家到底带到什么一个境界。
But I really don't think that Reagan can do much good to the United States.
但我却有一个确定的信心，主耶稣已经为主为基督了。
But I have the faith that Jesus is now Lord and Christ.
他33年半在地上所表现的。
He lived on this earth for 33 years.
事业上他没有什么成就。
So he has not been successful professionally.
他远不如我们中国的孙中山先生，也不如毛主席。
He has not accomplished much as Dr. Sun Yat-sen or Chairman Mao.
一直到死的时候，犹太人还做了一个在罗马人的管辖之下。
And at the time of his death, the Jews were still under the rule of Romans.
他也没有什么了不起，到最后不能救自己，怎么救别人呢？
So he couldn't even save himself at the end. How can he save others?
所以当初的人都讥笑他。
So people just deride him.
但是我们今天回头去看。
But if we look back today.
主耶稣在地上生活中间所表现出来的。
What the Lord Jesus expressed in the life on this earth.
那一种爱仇敌的心。
The way how he loved his enemies.
特别他对着犹大所有的态度。
His attitude toward Judas.
实实在在中，我心里都佩服他。
So I respect him from deepest of my heart.
我曾经觉得主耶稣何必对犹大这样好法子呢
？Why should Jesus be so good to Judas?
你知道，你对一个坏的人这么好的话，只有叫他更坏。
So if you be kind to your enemy and that he becomes more of your enemy.
所以他为什么对犹大还这么好法子呢
？Why should Jesus be so kind to Judas?
我觉得主耶稣应该对犹大还凶一点。
I feel really Jesus should be hard on Judas.
最少最后在克西马尼园，犹大来亲嘴是打他两个耳光。
Okay, at least when Judas kissed him in the Garden of Gethsemane, he should strike him in the face.
但是有一天我忽然发现。
But one day I suddenly realized. Okay, I'm really thankful that Jesus' attitude toward Judas was like that. Because I'll be stricken by him so many more times. Okay, through his love that he has changed and accepted me a sinner. He did not succeed professionally. But his life is, really deserves our respect. I don't have anything to show professionally. But he has worked such a great thing spiritually. He has got rid of the problem of sin for all mankind. Through his resurrection, he destroyed that the Satan.
当他钉死的时候,
and when he was crucified,
撒旦把所有黑暗的权势都要把主耶稣捆绑在阴间的里面。
Okay, Satan tried very hard to keep him in hell.
主耶稣从死里头复活了。
He was risen.
启示录告诉我们说他手上拿着死亡和阴间的钥匙。
He keeps the keys of hell.
这一个死亡的钥匙本来在魔鬼手中的。
Okay, this key for death was originally in the hand of Satan.
到主耶稣复活的时候,
but when Jesus rose again,
把那个死亡和阴间的钥匙都夺过来了。
He grabbed that key from Satan.
他够资格做主做基督。
He is worthy to be the Lord and Christ.
他的品性上够资格。
He is worthy in his moral life.
他在那个罪恶去掉上够资格。
He is worthy because he destroyed sin.
他胜过撒旦的事情上够资格。
He is worthy because he has overcame Satan.
他实在够资格成为主，成为基督了。
He is worthy to be Lord and Christ.
这一件事是使徒们在这里所做的一番见证。
This is a witness the apostles gave.
你去看整个的使徒行传的时候,
if you study the whole book of Acts,
这一些的使徒们也有许多的软弱。
Okay, some of the apostles were weak.
但是有一件事你看见他们身上是确定的。
And you see one thing that's sure, every one of them.
他们身上实实在在表现出来有主做他们的主。
Okay, every time, I mean, they have demonstrated that Jesus is their Lord.
我本来想在这一次讲的里头，该有一部分时间讲到家庭。
So I'd like to discuss the family life a little in my preaching.
但是我相信在我们专题上 Maxwell 会讲得更多。
But I think Brother Maxwell has done a lot in that aspect in our workshops.
常常在结婚聚会中间,
so when we talk about marriage,
我也有的时候跟人证婚。
Okay, I sometimes perform marriages.
证婚的时候常常劝美人一句话。
So in my sermonette, I normally give one advice.
是与我与我的家，我们都别侍奉耶和华。
The word I give them is me and my family, we all serve the Lord.
我也看见有些家庭中间把这句话挂在墙上。
Many families I see, they put a plaque with that verse on the wall.
但是我想有好多人的家庭这句话是个讽刺。
But in many families, I know this verse is not true.
有几个家的确以主的是他和他的家是侍奉耶和华的。
How many families and the head and the house, entire household were servants of the Lord?
家庭这件事情是成为一个大的问题。
This is a great problem in many families.
我很不幸地告诉大家,
I'm sorry to tell you.
中国人中间从结离婚的事情很少。
There weren't many divorces in Chinese families.
基督徒中间更少。
And they were unheard of among Christian families.
这三年五年来,
but in the last 3 or 4 years,
在中国人中间的离婚的事情直线上升。
Yeah, there is a definite rise of divorces among Chinese families.
你如果去问那些社会学家的话,
if you talk to a sociologist,
在美国以往离婚的,
Even in the United States, the number of divorces.
很少孩子已经到三或者五六岁以上的父母离婚的。
So there are very few divorces when the children were older than 5.
虽然两个人还吵架,
although they fight,
看在孩子面上不要离婚了。
But because of the children, they stay together.
但这几年来孩子长大的离婚的人直线上升。
But in the last couple of years, they see a definite rise in divorce, even among grown children.
考虑到孩子以后的感受。
They don't care about the feeling of the children.
这是今天很大的一个问题。
And this is a great problem in this
society. 这个主要的问题是什么？
And what is the main problem?
谁都要做主, 没有让主耶稣做主。
Everybody wants to be the Lord of the household.
你知道夫妇两个人吵架吵什么吗？
Do you know what husband and wife fight for?
难得有父母夫妇不吵架的哈。
There are very few husband and wife they don't fight.
吵架都是吵最后发言权。
Okay, when they fight for the privilege of being the last to speak.
你说一句，我也说一句。
If you speak once, I'll speak.
你再说，我还要再说。
If you speak again, I speak again.
最后我说你不说了，那就算了。
Okay, if you keep quiet when I speak, that's all right.
看最后的发言权是谁。
Okay, who won this privilege to speak last?
谁都要最后发言权。
Everybody wants to speak last.
谁都不肯最头一个跟人说对不起。
And nobody wants to apologize first.
说对不起都是最后说的。
So you want to apologize last.
你如果说对不起，那我也说对不起。
If you apologize to me first, and I may.
你不说，我也不说。
If you don't apologize, I won't.
你会看见人还在以自己为中心的里面。
So people are still self-centered.
当使徒们起来的时候
，When the apostles rose,
他所做的见证
，and the witnesses they gave,
乃是这一位的耶稣已经被神立为主为基督了。
And this Jesus has been made both Lord and Christ.
他们不仅是口头讲这样的话
，Not only they say it.
他们的生活中间实实在在活出来的光景，主是他们的主，主是这一位的基督。
They express that Jesus is the Lord in their lives.
所以在第二章的末了讲到三件实在的生活。
So the end of chapter 2 talk about three things.
因着他是主是基督的缘故。
Because Jesus is the Lord and Christ.
他们的认罪受洗归到主的名下。
They confessed, they were baptized, they became children of the God.
你要知道在那里他们的认罪。
At that time when they confess.
不仅是任一个道德上败坏的罪。
Not only they confess a moral sin.
更是任一个不肯承认耶稣是基督的罪。
They also confess the sin of unbelief.
我们中国人认罪大多是因为我道德行为败坏我认罪。
Well, we Chinese, when we confess our moral sins.
但是当时的犹太人是一个更大的罪。
But the Jews at that time had a greater sin.
那这一位为他们降生到地上，为他们定死的这一位的耶稣，他们不肯接受成为他们的主，成为基督。
They did not accept this Jesus who died for them.
今天我们在第基督徒身上
in our Christians today,
需要常承认一个罪。
We should confess one sin.
口上称他为主，事实上没有把他。放在主的地位上。
Although we confess Jesus as Lord, we really don't treat him as Lord.
所以在他们的身上有一个的见证。
So in the apostles, there's one witness.
那是实实在在认这个的罪。
They really confess this sin.
第二件的是。
The second.
那是在他的生活的上面的。
In their life.
以顺灵的生活当作优先的。
And they give priority to the spiritual aspect
of life. 恒心遵守使徒的教训，百病彼此交接。
They devote themselves to the apostles' teaching and to fellowship, to the breaking of bread and to prayer.
乃是以顺灵的事情当作第一。
And they make spiritual things first.
保罗在哥罗西书第三章告诉我们说
，Paul told us in Colossians chapter 3,
我们要思念上面的事，不要思念地上的事。
We should think about what's in heaven, but not what's in this world.
我想这不仅是一种的教训。
Not only this is one.
这乃是一种说明。
And this is a description.
教训乃是要教我教导我们来做。
Teaching is to teach us to do something.
说明是知道神给我们的生命自自然然所有的表现。
A description is just telling us what's going to happen naturally.
我们自己身上自自然然表现了想念所天的事。
We describe in our lives naturally that we are hope.
哎呀，我到中国大陆去的时候
，When I went to mainland China,
我就发现一个最宝贝的礼物。
I really discovered a very precious gift.
什么
？What's that?
圣经。
The Bible.
当我送圣经给人的时候
，When I give the Bible to people,
哎呀，人的脸上的高兴。
Oh, the joy they show.
哎呀，真的叫我受感动。
I'm deeply touched.
这是基督徒在大陆二十多年所受的最重的刑罚。
The greatest persecution the Christians endured in the last 20 some years.
没有圣经好读。
They don't have the Bible to read.
哎呀，所以你说基督徒神经病也的确是神经病差不多的。
Well, you consider Christians to be out of their mind. They are more or less like that.
嗯，等到一拿到圣经的时候，那一种的喜乐。
When they first take hold of the Bible, the way they express it, joy.
我到中国大陆去，去年九月刚刚礼拜堂开放。
So I went there last September when they first opened up several churches.
我去做礼拜。
I went to the church.
我早一个小时去的。
I went there 1 hour early.
礼拜堂的下面连站脚的地方都没有。
There's standing room only in the church.
我知道在后面的半楼好不容易挤进去一个站的地方。
I squeeze in the balcony and find a place.
站了一个钟头做礼拜只有五十分钟。
I stood a whole hour to wait for the Sunday service, and the service lasts only 15 minutes.
我这一次到上海去的时候
，When I went to Shanghai this time,
我去换另外一个礼拜堂。
I went to another church.
啊，招待的人对我很客气，大概看着我穿西装，说叫我坐在贵宾席上。
The usher was really respecting me because I wore a tie. They led me to the VIP's booth.
大概有八百多人的地方。
There are about 800 people.
坐得满满满满的。
Filled.
但是我在聚会的里面，我盼望有一点点感受。
I really like to feel something in the meeting.
我就发现当他们唱诗祷告的时候感觉非常的好。
So when I feel that as they were singing and praying, I really enjoyed.
讲道的时候感觉就冷冷淡淡的。
But the preaching was nothing.
讲道都是讲圣经的。
Well, the preaching was on the Bible.
但是实实在在讲不出多少道理来。
But there was nothing they were able to say.
也没有什么属灵的供应。
There's no spiritual food.
所以我就发现这一帮基督徒去做礼拜。
I really feel that this kind of Christians, they went to worship.
他不是主要去听道的。
They were not going to listen.
那是在一起一同唱诗赞美敬拜神。他们就享受了。
They participate in the worship and the singing and praying and they enjoy.
哎呀，我们在美国不知道这个福分。
So we in the United States don't know the blessings we have.
只要让基督徒不聚会，就是很大的惩罚了。
If you are not allowed to go to meetings, to church gatherings, that's a great persecution.
当初这一帮的门徒。
At that time, these apostles.
到了一这五旬节蒙恩了之后了。
And they received the Lord at Pentecost.
首先记载他们属灵的生活。
So the first record is their spiritual life.
然后再记载他地上的生活。
Then they describe their earthly life.
在地上生活的中间的。
In the earthly life,
有一件最主要的事。
This is something very important.
他们冲破了钱财的霸占。
Okay, they are no longer under the constraint of money.
所以他们变卖卖了田产家业。
And they sold their properties and possessions.
房屋共用。
And they were sharing them with all.
当然，这不是神在以后给我们的教训，要我们历世历代遵守的。
But this is not a teaching that the Lord wants every Christian to do.
但他却给我们一个的见证，看见当时时代中间人所有的改变。
But we see that as a witness of those people for the Lord.
这不是告诉我们一种新的制度。
It is not telling us a system.
这是给我们看见一种复活带下的果效。
It's telling us about the fruit of the resurrection.
冲破了钱财的捆绑。
Okay, they break out of the confines of finances.
你知道什么叫钱财吗？
What do you know about finances?
圣经的里头没有讲到神和魔鬼和神相对。
The Bible did not say that Satan was fighting with God.
圣经里头乃是说到钱财和魔神相对。
But it did talk about the conflict between money and God.
人不能侍奉神又侍奉马门。
You cannot serve the Lord and then mammon.
圣经没有说人不可以侍奉神又侍奉魔鬼。
The Bible did not say that you cannot serve the Lord and then Satan.
你不必去劝人不要侍奉魔鬼，没有人侍奉魔鬼的。
You don't need to tell people not to serve Satan because nobody wants to.
但是魔鬼却躲在钱财的背后得到人的侍奉。
But Satan was hiding behind money and he received the same kind of
worship. 你去看有哪一个人不被钱财控制的？
Ask who is not under the constraint of money.
连六岁七岁的孩子就宝贝钱财了。
Even 6-7 year olds, they keep hold of the money.
何况我们年纪还大一点。
And we are older.
一个人说爽快的话，在地上说忙乐的为了钱。
Well, the way people receive joy is to get more money.
但是到圣灵降临的时候，冲破了钱财的捆绑。
But when the Spirit comes and this kind of temptation is over.
变卖田产家业。
Those people sold what they had.
他们实实在在做一个好的见证。
And that was a good witness.
你知道为什么有个人宝贝钱财？
Why should a person treasure the money?
人宝贝钱财乃是从下意识里面不安全而来的。
The way people treasure money is because they don't have security.
钱财给人安全的感觉。
Money brings security.
我们中国人说有钱买的鬼推磨。
That if you have enough money, in the Chinese saying, you can even have Satan work for you.
每一个人都要积蓄钱财。
And everybody wants to save up.
因为每一个人都会怕老。
And because everybody is afraid of old age.
中国人怕老的，防备老的，很大的一个方法。
There's one way that the Chinese was provide for their old age.
养儿女。
Okay, they give birth to a lot of children.
哎，是老的年老的时候，儿女能够孝敬你了，你有个地方可以养老了。
If you're old, you have many successful children, and they love you, and they keep you well provided.
一到这个时代，女儿好，女婿不一定好。
At this time, even though you may have a good daughter, but your son-in-law may not be good.
儿子一结婚，不是娶一个媳妇，那是你儿子嫁走了。
So when the son gets married and you lose him,
你会发现儿子也抓不到，女儿也抓不到了。
So you lose your son, you lose your daughter.
在这个抓不到的里头，盼望抓到一点钱财。
So when you don't have a son and daughter, well, you like to have money.
多一点钱财，里头能够平安一点。
The more you have, the more secure you feel.
基督徒还注重钱财的是不信的恶心。注重钱财是不信的恶心，不相信神。
Well, someone try this. Okay, when the Christian, if he is still interested in money, he's really not believing.
如果我们信这位神是真实的。
If we believe that this God is true,
主耶稣说：“你们不要求吃什么、穿什么，这是外邦人所穿的、所求的。”
Jesus said that don't seek what you are to eat or to dress.
你们要求他的国、他的义。
You seek ye first the kingdom of heaven.
这些都要加给你们。
Okay, everything will be given to you.
弟兄姊妹，你信不信啊？
Do you believe that, brothers and sisters?
好多基督徒不好意思不信。
Many Christians, they were embarrassed not to believe.
里头还不放心。
But they're not so sure.
圣经这么的讲，还是多有点钱存着一点好一点。
Although the Bible says so, but I still enjoy having more money.
但是当初圣灵来临到人身上的时候，
But when the Spirit came,
他们实实在在对这位神有了确定的信心。
Those people really had a firm belief.
他们的安全感是在基督耶稣活的主身上。
Their security was provided by Jesus Christ.
不再在的钱财的身上。
Not by money.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
dear brothers,
基督徒身上有一个的见证
There's one witness in the life of Christian
看你钱财怎样处理的
That's your attitude toward money
你的钱财上还不能信神的话
If you cannot trust in the Lord about finances
你讲这位神是真的这是你的讽刺
If you still say this God is true
如果这位神是真的话
If this God is indeed true
难道他不负责我们生活的需要吗
That he wouldn't take care of us
有一些人注重五旬节的圣灵的经历
Many people treasure this Pentecostal experience
我也很欣赏有的人有五旬节说方言这样的喜乐
I really appreciate some people had the gift of tongues
但是我愿意更宝贝的
But I really like to treasure more
圣灵降临在人身上叫人脱离了钱财而信靠这一位的神
When the Spirit comes and people no longer find security in money but in God
当我们在钱财上有这一种的方式的时候
If we have such an attitude toward money
我们已经为主做了美好的见证
We become an excellent witness for the Lord
但愿主恩待我们
And may the Lord bless us
我们低头祷告
Let's pray
主耶稣啊你知道我们信心的软弱和信心的幼稚但是我们感谢你我们纵然失信你仍旧是可信的我们感谢你你是我们信心创始成终的主是你开始的时候给我们信心也是你要借着许多的环境就我们的信心得到成全所以我们真是求你借着许多你话语中的亮光借着许多你的环境中给我们的经历